Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves. I am calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We have got a great show lined up for you today. We have my friend and co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself from ProfitableStorytelling.com with us today. Ms. Rhonda, I'm trying to get you unmuted. Are you there? I'm almost there, Rhonda. It's just giving me some fits. So hang on. Yay, I think I got you. Yay!
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to get into the console and unmute myself, and I had to reboot my computer a minute ago. So,
oh, it took me a little while, but I got it.
All right. Well, it's great to be back. Sorry. My cat just had a case of the rips, and she just ran around in a circle and tore off into the other room. And I'm not supposed to laugh because it's a cat, but I couldn't help myself.
Oh, that's too funny.
I guess she's excited about the show, too, and that's my 17-year-old cat.
Wow. Well, Fritz is behaving himself for once, but I couldn't say the same about him the other day. Oh, my goodness. Night before last, Rhonda, if you could have seen Fritz, it took us over an hour to catch him, to put him in his crate so we could leave for dinner. Over an hour.
Oh, no. And you're hungrier and hungrier and hungrier.
He kept hiding underneath the bed, and we couldn't reach him. We'd go outside, we'd bring his ball, we'd play squeaky. He was not coming out. He finally came out. I got him. So I took him out, let him go potty. Bill went in to go put his cookies in his house and fill his water bowl. I let him in the door and said, Bill, grab him. And he went right back underneath the bed and we had to start all over again. What a long day it was.
Oh, yeah, and especially you're getting hungry and all that. Yes, hello, Tegish. Yeah, well, they're very funny. Goodness, love the animals.
It was funny, I'll tell you what. So we have got a great show lined up for folks today, don't we?
We really do. We're actually having, and you know how I love to do series that are really cool, right?
I do.
Sometimes they're all one week after another in the series, and sometimes they are maybe a little broken up, you know, when we did the content curation, but it's really good to have several shows around a certain theme. And so I've been paying attention to certain of your bachelor students who are just really kicking butt and taking names lately, as my friend Dr. Robin Rushlow would say, and making things happen in a big way. So, with that in mind, our guest for today is the queen of having it all, Andrea Wolf. She's an author and a coach, and her book is called Ignite Your Life, and her website is igniteyourlifebook.com, igniteyourlifebook.com, and she is with us today, and I am so excited. So
good morning.
Andrea.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, Miss Andrea.
Hi, how are you, Gina? And then Rhonda.
I am wonderful.
Excellent.
Fabulous.
So great to be with you.
Yes, great to be with you. And another animal lover, of course, with your Fritz and Munchkin.
Yes. My two long-haired dachshunds.
Yep, I love them. They're cute.
Yes.
So welcome. We're really glad that you're here, and it's been a very interesting past couple of months for you, and that's part of what we'll be talking about here today.
Yes.
It's been an interesting 14-month journey that she's been on in my world, hasn't it, Andrea?
Oh, it's been spectacular. How I say it is, finally, my dream's starting to come true. And I'm very, very excited and happy to share my journey because, first of all, perhaps I can help someone accelerate their journey by listening to what I did to, shall we say, complicate mine. And it's just about finding that pathway and that fit, navigating all of this wonderful internet marketing stuff and writing stuff and all of it. So, yeah, very excited to share.
So what wisdom do you have today that maybe wasn't there 14 months ago when you started out?
I'm absolutely going to try and not to laugh too much on this call so that I don't cough in everyone's ear.
But you make Andrea laugh awesome.
Yeah, very good. Here it is. Keep it simple. And where that comes from, that incredibly simple phrase to keep it simple, is I, in all of my brilliance, have done a spectacular job from time to time along this last over a year in complicating it. And I say that from a place of no regret, because on some level I do believe that everything happens in its perfect time. And while I was busy complicating, as I look back on it, I was preparing for where I am now on the internal level. So I have no regrets. It's taken the time it's taken. But I am the one that has caused it to take this long. That's what I want to say, is I take full responsibility for that. At the beginning of the journey where I had the great honor and pleasure of meeting you, Gina, and coming on board in your incredible program, I spent the first, I would say, almost 3 months. Well, the first was, complete confusion. It was like learning a new language. And you just said to me, keep listening and you will come to understand it. And interestingly, my academic background way back when is languages. My degrees are in French and Spanish through post-grad. So I really understand this about, you just immerse yourself in a language and you are going to learn it if you just keep hearing it all the time. So I understood the concept. And what I wasn't doing was taking any kind of action at the very beginning. I didn't quite trust myself to know what I was doing. And so I did a lot of thinking and listening in that first couple of months. But once I did get it, I would say that I did get into what became very significant action, especially in writing and posting blogs. Which is the heart of your teachings. So I did do that, and what I wasn't hearing or doing anything about was actually then transforming all of this into a business, into revenue generating.
Something that actually made you money.
Something that made me money, right? Revenue generating machine is the words I was going to use. And again, I did a lot of listening along the way, but I didn't actually do very much at all to set it up so that it actually could make money. So suddenly one day I heard you say something that just so resonated for me, because one of the things I love to do, which is exactly what I'm doing here with you right now, which is talking, chatting. I love the word chat, to have a chat with somebody. And the interview model seemed like easy for me. I could do that. That's the first thing I heard that in my inner voice say to me when you started talking about the JV teleseminar model, which is basically
who you are.
It's who I am, yes. So to have somebody interview me who has a following and I give great value and in exchange we joined venture, right? That is what I'm now doing. And I have to tell you, surprise, surprise, I'm having the most wonderful time, you know, both talking to people, approaching them, getting a yes almost makes me faint every time it happens, and actually doing this. I mean, it's wonderful, it's fun, it's easy, and finally, you know, the doors are opening up to this being a business. So that's exactly where I am, and
well, and this is what happens with so many people. The whole process of writing the content and blogging, et cetera, for most people, they need to go through that in order to find their inner voice of an expert. But if that's all you're doing, it's not necessarily going to get you enough momentum to get the traffic to convert to sales. It takes something else to happen in order for the sales to start occurring. But now you've got this very mature website that has bunches, I mean hundreds of posts on it with really great wisdom and advice. So you really look like an expert to the people that come onto the teleconference the minute they get there. And now you're finally at the point where you're building relationships both with JV partners who can promote you over and over and over again, and with the people that are coming onto these teleconferences that are prospects who will turn into customers over and over and over again. And it's that combination of both things that has really put you into a position where success is about to happen in a big way.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, yeah. Very well said. It's exactly where I am.
And had you not gone through the experience of writing all of those blog posts and doing all of that stuff, the success really would take a lot, much longer period of time to occur. You really have your message honed down through all of those blog posts. You have enough stuff that people will want to come back over and over and over again to read it. And so as people start to hear you on these calls, it really will get them talking about you because they're seeing the stuff on the site at the same time. One without the other doesn't give you the same level of momentum. It takes having both.
Right. Absolutely.
Which is
right.
Awesome.
Yes.
And for the sake of our listeners, if I might, Gina and Andrea, I'd like to back up about three or four steps with Andrea so that now we've had a little perspective of some things that are happening now and some of the wisdom that you've gained over the past 14 months working with Gina. But I want to make sure that people know a couple of things and let you expound on a couple of things, if that's all right.
That's great.
Go for it.
So one of the very good bits to know is that Andrea has been a coach and is a fabulous coach and has been so for quite a while. I'm not sure exactly how long, Andrea, so you can help me there. But
15 years.
You are somebody who didn't start completely from scratch in terms of, you know, you have a business, but you're making a big change into how you do business by adding this internet component with the website and all the others. So can you say a little bit about what it was that caused you to go, here I am coaching, and I want to make some kind of change, and I want to find someone to help me, you know, a mentor, help me to make that change. What was that process like for you?
That's such a great question. Thank you. So, I had this gnawing feeling inside that I really wanted to reach more people than I could possibly coach the way I've been doing it for the last over 15 years.
Because all of your coaching has been one-on-one, correct?
Yeah, I was just going to explain that. So whilst I've loved every minute of what I've been doing for the last 15 years, because before that I was in the multinational corporate world, and, I literally donated my life. I was working that many hours. And so it's been an amazing last 15 years. So I work one-on-one with people. I have been. And then I also have been going into companies and working with management and teams within the organization. So there's a definite ceiling to how many people I can reach that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely an exchange for hours. for, you know, the reward. And I had this growing passion inside me, this yearning to really want to make a much bigger impact and have a much bigger reach with my voice.
Yeah.
You know, seeing what's going on in the world, and there's so much, you know, where the people are actually literally struggling in life, you know, to help them take that struggle out of it, right the way up to people who have successful business who simply are not fulfilled in their lives. You know, just the spectrum of it. So, you know, that was my yearning and passion. And I didn't know how I was going to do it. And then, you know, I had a journey with taking seminars, and I was looking for the way, how am I going to do this? And I did a lot of learning in the couple of years before I met Gina through all those other seminars. But where I found the vehicle was with you, Gina, because, you know, I don't consider myself technical at all. And here was this idea. I was going to create this website that was going to attract the audience that I was actually seeking to reach. I mean, what a concept that they would actually, we would meet each other halfway. I put the stuff on the website, and through the, you know, all of the tools and processes that you've trained me in, Gina, that they would meet me on my website. So I found that concept absolutely magical and miraculous. And that's what I've been doing over this last year. So,
right before you met me, even before you decided, this website could be the trick, you had started out by writing the book, Ignite Your Life.
Right.
And you already had this book that you were hoping was going to help you reach the masses. But you
exactly.
didn't really have a vehicle for doing that yet. The
exactly.
website was the next logical step.
Exactly, yes. I was just going to explain about the book. So I did, you know, in that period before, write and get the book published. And then there's this loud, silent crescendo of now what?
Yeah.
And it doesn't, you know, walk out the door by itself. So that too, exactly. So you've been amazingly helpful in you know, helping me find a way to do that through the website.
You know, the funny part is I can remember one of our first conversations. Way back then, you thought that because your book had been published by a real publisher, that they were going to do that for you. Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it sounded good at the time, but whilst they are wonderful, my publishers are really wonderful. You know, publishers are not necessarily in the business of promotion, and you know, it has been up to me, and so that's why I'm so grateful for everything that's happened in this last year, because it's like having the reins, and when you're leaving it up to somebody out there, you know, they may or may not do anything. So it's a wonderful thing, really.
It really is.
Yes. Yeah. And the other thing that you helped me, not only in sort of finding my voice on the website, also in identifying who I'm talking to. So I remember our first conversation where you asked me, who do you want to reach? And I think I said everyone.
You
did. Well, because it's really who I am. I really do want to serve and support the world. However, again, what I've learned through you, Gina, is that how to truly serve anyone, it's about serving someone specific, you know, a particular group. So,
that's a great way to say that.
Yeah. And so here we are. I've been writing to and speaking to women business owners who, you know, like many other groups out there, but who specifically are going through what they're going through.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. Yeah, I think
yeah.
that gives people a really good sense of your journey and more of what caused you to make that choice. And that's
I think can be a big point of clarity for anybody to realize that you had a business going in your coaching, you had a dissatisfaction, you know, tried having the book, and turns out that book is, it's wonderful, but it doesn't, and that's something, because of course I work with people teaching them to write books, and so that's a very common feeling that people have, that once they have a book, like it magically will, you know, they'll get on the Today Show or whatever and have this book be everywhere, and no matter who is your publisher, that doesn't happen. So you had that experience and yet had the wisdom not to just say, well, I guess that just wasn't the right thing and, you know, whatever, that you actually continue to seek help and did finally find the perfect mentor for you to help you get to where you want to be.
Yes. Yes, so true.
I'm going to let you steer here for a minute, Rhonda, because you said you wanted to back up a few steps, so go ahead.
Right, yeah, I am. And so now we have that part of your story where you're already a coach, you've written a book, it didn't promote itself, and you have found Gina. And so one of the things you mentioned is that you are not technical, but when somebody looks at your website, you have hundreds of articles, your website is breathtakingly beautiful, and so it looks as if you could potentially either, you know, you have one heck of a team or that you're very technically minded. And so one thing I want to mention to people as they look at websites that might belong to the yourself or myself or any of the other bachelor students or graduates is a lot of us do have great websites. It doesn't mean that there is a whole bunch of technical knowledge there, and nor do you have to be very technical. But yet you still have to get certain things done. So what has been a part of helping you get what you needed done on the website and keeping yourself in your own strength?
Well, I remember going at the very beginning from, you know, eyes rotating in opposite directions, in a cold sweat, in a cold sweat, and wondering, how am I going to do this? And also, I mean, ironically enough, even though I coach this out there in the world, wondering how would I on earth use a virtual assistant? How would that work? I was getting my mind into such a confused knot. And so I was smart enough to realize that I had to take an action, and then it's the only way I was going to find out. So it was honestly the smartest thing I've ever done. And I started with somebody who helps with organizing all of my content, more on the copywriting side, because that seemed manageable and doable. And we set up a system which actually then enabled me to be very prolific. And through, again, using my voice, recording, Gina, thank you so much for encouraging me, and you did. It took you about 12 times till I finally got it, to actually talk what I was writing rather than sitting writing it.
Again, that's who you are. For you, there isn't any other way of doing it. That is who you are.
It is, really. So, you know, just being authentic to oneself is the easiest way to create. So, you know, to listeners out there, whoever you are, create it that way. So for me, I love talking. And I have been acknowledged many times over for how my writing feels like I'm talking right to you, you know, the reader of the blog post. And I am. That's exactly how I did it. I was talking right to you. So so mission
accomplished. And to let people know how you do that, you pick up the phone, you call a service called CopyTalk, and you just talk. And then you hang up, and they send it back to you in a written format, right?
Exactly. And, you know, if I can just drill down a little bit more about CopyTalk, the thing I love about it is that you do it in 4-minute segments. So, you know, one of the things I am very capable of doing is rambling. And so what that did is it gave me a structure, a shape within which to fit what I was doing. And I now know that my ideal post is 1.5 segments. So it's like 6 minutes. And I've just got it down pat. So Copy Talk is really fantastic, and it's really helped me get a structure to writing that's incredibly easy. It's incredibly easy.
That's awesome. And for our listeners, you'll find Copy Talk at askggg.com/copytalk. It's normally about $79 a month. At that link, you'll find it for $49.95 a month. And you can talk as much as you want. If you wanted to talk 24 straight hours in four-minute chunks, it's the same price no matter how much dictation you do.
Exactly. Yeah. It's incredible, really incredible value. And what happens is that you record it, and then they email you back the transcription. And in my case, you know, I was able to have it sent to me and my assistant. So there is, then after that, all there is to do is edit and shape it, and then it's done. So, you know, it's incredibly easy. Everything's done. You don't have to get another transcriber. It comes to you transcribed via email.
Right. Which is lovely.
So it's great value.
And we should also talk about making your website look good without having all of that technical knowledge. When we first met, you had just hired someone at quite a cost who was going to be putting your website up for you. Do you remember this?
I'm holding my head in my hands, yes. It was incredible. I'm going to share this story because I imagine out there I'm not the only one. So
you are not the only one.
I was going to a wonderful, I was referred to a wonderful web designer and his team, great people, and I was very clear, I knew from Gina to Osprey, I need a WordPress website. Yes, 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 we know all about WordPress. And I went through an agonizing journey, and I don't know if they weren't understanding me or I don't know what the issue was, but they, again, great people, but they presented me with a regular website. And I said, well, where's the WordPress? And I could see that it wasn't there because there was nowhere for me to go input anything. And they said, well, the blog's coming. Okay, great. Well, where's the blog? The blog came, and it wasn't WordPress again. And it was right at that moment where Gina helped me, just airlift me out of that situation and to getting it done direct, you know, with your help, Gina, and other team members that I now have around me where they do that stuff. Thank goodness.
And as compared to the thousands of dollars it was costing you with a web designer, the solution was so reasonable, was it not?
It was. It was incredible. And I'm just grateful to what actually happened there because WordPress really is name of the game. It puts you fully at the helm of your own site. I understand enough to know that, you know, it's relatively simple to move things around on the site, to change the look and feel of it, to upload data to it and graphics and so on. So it's absolutely the best solution. And plus, you know, the whole ranking with Google, you can do amazing things in WordPress that you absolutely can't with a regular site. You have to hire an SEO expert and, you know, it just all gets other professionals costing great amounts of money to accomplish the same thing if it's at all possible.
Exactly. And the solution that Andrea used is called My Instant Blog. You'll find it at askggg.com/miblog. It has a theme that will help you to create the look that you want for your website that is super easy to use. It took me about 20 minutes to create the look of Andrea's website for her. That was it. She had a couple of pieces of graphics, and I just popped them in and selected the right colors from a little color palette, and away we went. It was that easy.
Incredible.
And it's a whopping $29.95 a month instead of thousands and thousands of dollars for an HTML website that every change you want to make is going to cost you more thousands and thousands of dollars.
And I was down that road as well as far as an HTML site and not knowing how to change it and, you know, whatever, all those things. Yes, well, many of us have been down that road. So what we're doing here is so much easier to manage, and if you want to change something, you can. And
really make it fit you, your personality, and your audience perfectly.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very happy with it. And still, it's the same look today, you know, but I'm not happy with it.
It's almost exactly what they had created in HTML. It's, I mean, literally almost identical.
Right.
It is. You did an amazing job, in transforming it to this.
Wish I could say I did it. It was really the system that is my instant blog. It's the system that does it.
Mm.
Web designers, by their nature, don't think about WordPress being a website. To them, a website is a website and a blog is a blog, and never the two shall meet. So for most web designers, what that means is you put up the HTML website and then you have a link somewhere on it that says blog that takes you somewhere else. That's
right.
Just how web designers think. Unfortunately, that's not how Google thinks. And if you really want to get traffic from Google, Yahoo, Bing, et cetera, you've got to think like them, not like a web designer. And they really want to serve their searchers best.
Mm-hmm.
That means giving them a nice organization that makes it easy to find stuff, et cetera. Give them an experience that they can really like and want more of. And that's what WordPress does out of the box without doing anything to it. So if you can use WordPress to give Google, Yahoo, and Bing what they want and serve their searchers well, and use tools like My Instant Theme for Business to create the look that you want, now you've got a real winning combination. And it doesn't have to be hard. It can be very easy. And yet it gives you maximum control over your own destiny, really.
Exactly.
In a very easy manner, and that control over your own destiny in a way that is manageable, which is beautiful.
Without being a programmer or a very technical person at all.
Right.
Right.
Awesome. And so how has the experience of working with someone who is more of a virtual assistant been?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
How has the experience of working with someone who is a virtual assistant been? Has that been hard like you thought it was going to be?
No, it's been a lifesaver. So it's just because I'm a coach, an experienced coach at that, doesn't make me, you know, not human. In fact, I'm very human, as you know, Gina, right? I was so complicating in my head. So like I started to say before, I took an action. I hired that one person and then another and then a third. And, then there's these resources around me where I can have them help me with specific tasks, specific projects. And as this grows, I can see that, sometime later this year, I'm going to need to grow my team again, you know, as the projects get bigger and need more managing. So to free me up so I can do this, right? This is what I need to be doing, is talking and talking out in the world and with people. So I can see, you know, this won't be it. It'll be a growing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily by hundreds, but by a few more people.
Well, and that's what it takes if you want to reach thousands or millions. You can't do it by yourself. Just not possible.
Right, and I'm happy to say I got it.
Good job.
Exactly.
So what does 2012 have in store for you?
So I will be doing a whole lot more of these teleseminars with JV partners. My vision is to also be on the radio a great deal and up on stages too, doing live events. I love being up in front of live audience too. So, in terms of what I'll be offering, it'll be group coaching and with this wonderful Ignite Your Life coaching program. And, people learn so much, not just from what they're going through, but also hearing other people where they get stopped and how they break through those challenges, and whether they're woman made or not. So I'm very excited to be launching that this year. Can't wait.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you're going on the marketer's cruise at the end of this week, so I am sure you're going to find more than enough JV partners to fill your calendar the whole year. I'm just on one cruise.
That's my plan. I did actually, as you know, go last year and had a marvelous time connecting with just an incredible group of people. It was a lot of fun, and so I'm looking forward to seeing them again, and now I'm ready. I was not ready last year, but I am now. So, yes, I leave on Friday.
Wow.
Yes.
I will be seeing you Friday night at the party that kicks things off.
I know. I'm so excited.
I am as well.
Yeah. And Rhonda, we need
to reconnect.
Yes, and Rhonda, we need to get you on that next year, too.
Yes, that would be fun.
And I promise you, I will be there next year as well. I missed it last year, and I'm not going to make it this year, but I really miss going.
Then we can plan on one big party next year.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that would
be incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That's incredible. So you have been starting to do these joint venture calls. So what you're doing, so that I can let people kind of fill in a bit, is that you are, because you love to talk and you're so darn good at it,
mm-hmm.
and you love to do this, you're arranging calls where you can share your wisdom and your great inspirations and thoughts with people who have a list and help them, and they have an opportunity to continue with you at the end with a special offer. And I believe that's a bundle including the PDF of your book plus a call, an audio, and some other things. So you had said earlier how much fun it's been to reach out to people and get those yeses. How are you finding these potential joint venture partners, and how are you reaching out to them?
Well, I am starting with people I have actually already connected with. I have some relationship with them already, and I'm simply amazing to hear me keep using the word simply here, right on this call. I'm simply asking. I'm letting them know, and they have, each of them have a couple of questions, and then they're saying yes. So I'm starting with people I know, and for me it's working very well because, there is a foundation of them knowing I have stuff to say, so they don't have any questions about that, knowing that, I can sustain an hour's conversation and have it be lively and funny and interesting and all that great stuff. And give great value. I mean, people really treasure their following, and I honor and respect that. So, promising to give great value and take good care of their people. So, and that's the conversation.
And a year ago, you didn't have these relationships. You weren't born with them. Where did they come from?
No, I'm laughing at the idea of being born with a relationship. No. So
I
have.
Nice.
Sorry to cough. So I have been through the year doing quite a bit of networking. I've been going to a series of seminars called JV Alert, the Marketer's Cruise, and. That's where it's at so far. That's where resources are coming from. Great people I've met in those arenas.
And the next JV Alert happens in just a few weeks in Orlando. If you haven't been to a JV Alert, trust me when I tell you, you really need to go. AskGGG.com/JV Alert. There are so many people there who are all interested in doing this exact kind of thing. That's why they're there in the first place. They have subscribers, they have websites, they have people to talk to, And they need to meet people like Andrea who have something to say and something to sell. That's what they want when they go to JV Alert. So the best thing you could ever do to get your business off the ground is go to JV Alert. Don't you agree, Andrea?
I do. I do. It is this simple. And for those of you who are listening who might be wanting to complicate it more, it really is this simple.
I'm laughing because I don't know of a person alive, myself included, who hasn't inadvertently complicated something and then gone, oh, duh. You know, I'm sure everybody has done that, so that's why I laugh. It is common. But, yes,
right.
There is
I mean,
nothing.
I almost stopped myself going early in the year because, you know, like on the marketer's cruise this time last year and to the earlier JV alerts I went to. But I'm really pleased I went because even though I wasn't quite ready, I didn't have specific anything to offer, it was, you know, very good foundational relationship building. And so now the conversations mm-hmm. are very easy that I'm now having. So it's all about relationships. This is all about
relationships.
And relationships
can't happen in a day at the conference. It took you months to develop these relationships. And now that you are ready, if you hadn't had the experience of going to JV Alert and connecting with people, you still wouldn't have the relationships to tap into even this moment.
No, exactly. Exactly. So it was a great investment to do that.
And I'd like to slightly differ with you on one thing. It's not a bad thing, but when you said going in as if you had nothing to offer, and I understand that feeling as if you may have not much to offer when being new at this venture of your business or for somebody who is just starting who doesn't even have a website yet or whatever. There is no time like now to start building those relationships because, as
you've
been saying,
they
don't grow in a day. They don't grow one day at an event. And but what you do have something to offer, though, and that is simply yourself and being present. And there is nothing like just going with the attitude of what can I do to serve you? How can I just have a good time with you, build a relationship? And some of these people that we've laughed so hard, our faces and sides ached and, you know, all of that would be the people who you could maybe in a few months or a year or a couple of years end up doing something really big. Excuse me.
Exactly, yeah. It's like an investment. Since I love people, this is fun, you know, just getting to know people and staying in touch. So, So that's how I've been doing it.
Mm-hmm. And you probably have met enough people just from the handful of events you've been to that you could have a teleconference a week for an entire year just from your existing relationships.
Very likely, yes.
And I'm sure you've met at least 50 people that would be ideal JV partners. That's a whole year of JV teleconferences, one a week for a year.
Mm, yes.
Yep.
And that was like three conferences and one cruise.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Easy.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. So you have great things that are happening, starting with the relationships you have already been nurturing. What a concept. And not trying to just reach out to somebody you've heard of but never met, but you're starting with people you know.
Right.
And the reason that you have people that you know to even begin with is the fact that you've been going to the Marketers Cruise and 3 JV Alerts over the past year.
Right, exactly. And what's starting to happen, you know, and I'm just allowing it to blossom, so it hasn't actually led to anything specific yet, but it will, is those same people I'm talking to are thinking about people they can introduce me to.
Yeah. 6 degrees of separation, right?
Right.
Yep.
Right. And I was just visiting a wonderful friend of ours up in San Francisco, and there was a lady who he spoke with me about when I was first beginning all this with Eugenia, and her name's Katarina Rando, and she's targeting the same audience. She's way ahead, you know, in terms of she's been doing this, I think, for about 17 years. And she's just wonderful. She's just got this very clear voice and message and so on. And this last visit, he just picked up the phone and set up a meeting, and we had tea together, and she did a video interview of me and has invited me to her event. I mean, amazing things just morph out of moments, you know, just conversation. So I'm so grateful for what's happening. It's just, I sometimes, like my puppies, you know, when they're wet, they come in. It occasionally does rain in California, and they shake their heads, you know. I sometimes, like, shake like bits of munchkin because, you know, to check it's all real and happening. You know, it's so amazing.
It's beautiful.
Mm.
That's just great. Wow.
Yeah.
And so there are always listeners who are in various phases, of course, of building, and some people thinking and maybe feeling, I don't know if it's the right time. And what would you say to them, Andrea? Do they wonder, is this the right time? Oh, you know, blah, 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 the economy, blah, 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 politics.
Right.
Is this the right time?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, I know you know what I will say around this, so here we go. So listen up. Resist the temptation to listen to anybody else but yourself. And the time is now. So, you know, there are naysayers around you who will say all of that, and it's tough out there, and, you know, that'll never work, and it'll be hard, and, I mean, on and on and on. So you want to love them, not necessarily excommunicate them from your life, but definitely don't listen. Definitely, and turn off the news as well. That's another source of kind of addictive negativity. And really, just listen to your inner voice. If you, whatever you have a passion for, really take action so that you can get out in the world and create your ripple, make a difference your way, reach the people you want to help, and don't listen to anybody else. And, you know, Gina, I cannot recommend your program enough. It is incredible. Rhonda, you are a genius in your field and help so many people. You know, I wish I had known you a long time ago. I would have done it in a different way, in a different order, as you know. So, you know, just right here on this call, there is genius to help you take action right now and easily. I mean, easily. If I can do it, anybody can.
Well, and I know one of the other kinds of people that we're going to have listening to this call is people who are coaches like you who have been doing one-on-one coaching for years.
Yeah.
And maybe want to reach more people. What is going to change about your coaching, doing it this new way as group coaching instead of one-on-one?
Well, a couple of major things. The first one is what drives most coaches, which is you will be able to make a bigger difference. You'll be able to reach more people in the same hour than one person. Right? And so
that
is a huge gift for a coach, right? Being able
Absolutely.
To serve more and make a bigger difference. Then the other very big difference is your revenue potential. Okay, so whilst in the early days of coaching, most coaches don't want to talk about the money side of it. It's really important, right? Because even if you don't want more money, look at what you can do with it. How many more people out there in the world you can help? So the revenue potential is exponentially greater in the group coaching model. And I will still be offering one-on-one coaching, but to very few at a much higher price point.
Mm-hmm.
So everything gets elevated by doing this. And how to truly serve as a coach is to elevate, and I don't mean like be better than, but to raise your game, to reach higher, to achieve, to celebrate. You know, that's how we serve as coaches. So if we're walking our own talk, like I am right now, I am elevating my game. There is no question about it. Here's what's going on with all of the people I'm currently working with. They are too. It's amazing how, as a coach, your students, your clients mirror you.
Absolutely.
So it's really important as a coach to not just tread water. Really important. And so I do hope there are coaches listening who get inspired by this. It doesn't have to be hard. Change is good. If we coach change, we'd better be willing to walk our own talk, right?
Absolutely.
And to take it to that next level. And group coaching really does empower that.
And can you do the same things in a group arena that you do in a one-on-one setting?
Well, it is the same. And what you're doing is just speaking to more people than one at a time. And it just takes a little getting used to in terms of managing that and getting input without everybody talking at the same time, that kind of the small stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, allowing for people to just hear each other and for, in a supportive way, contribute to each other. I mean, you're a master at that too, Gina. And I'm sure you two are, Rhonda. I just, you know, haven't had the privilege of hearing it. But, you know, it's an amazing thing. So it's like a group learning going on. When you create a supportive environment for them all to be in, it's very easy.
And the model that I teach is the model that I use. So what I have all of my students doing, Andrea included, is taking what you would normally teach as a coach and turning that into lessons that are delivered in a membership site over a period of time. And then in the group calls, what's happening is the application of that teaching so that as people start applying what they've learned in the lessons, they come on to calls that get their questions answered, get help, etc. And in this model, you have people who are starting out that day and people who have been with you for weeks, months, and for me, even years, all on the same call. So you can pull in those who have already applied the lessons in their own lives, in their own businesses, to help you get answers to the newcomers. And it creates this big group of people who are all supporting one another. And by helping them to teach what they've now applied and learned, they learn it at a whole new level still. And
yeah.
As a model, it works in every single niche, every single topic with any people. And they actually learn more because they're learning from one another than what you could teach them as a coach by yourself.
Mm.
It's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And it is the only way I know of to really make a difference for the masses and not just a couple of people that you can serve on a one-on-one basis an hour at a time.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing.
And every part of the system that we've talked about, from what you do on the blog to what you do with teleconferences and JV partners, et cetera, it's all by design, bringing people into that group experience on the back end. It's awesome. It's really awesome.
And people really do learn as much from each other. I mean, it's not replacing you, Gina, but...
No, it's really true. It's by design. It's not by accident.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It's very powerful.
There's a synergy that happens in a group that can't happen in even the one-on-one, which is, of course, powerful. And I know a lot of people who think, oh, now the group isn't as good as one-on-one because you got to fight to get your questions answered. And that's such a scarcity way of thinking of it. There's a much more richness to having that experience of other people because they might voice a question you didn't quite even know you had yet.
Yes. Hmm.
And it's almost like you, as a coach, you're really transforming into a facilitator as opposed to a teacher. But
right.
Those of us who really are coaches and mentors know that it's not about our teaching. It really is about our facilitating that makes the biggest
right.
difference for the people whose lives we touch.
Hmm.
So you
yeah.
just have to get comfortable with doing that and really think of yourself in that role. I prefer to call myself a mentor than a coach.
Right.
to me, a coach is more of a teacher. You're really just teaching people stuff. You're not really facilitating.
Hmm.
Where a mentor is really pulling stuff out from within you.
Hmm. It's interesting because I describe how I coach as a facilitation process.
I know. That's why this is such a perfect model for you.
Right.
Right. The minute you told me that, that was a part of our very first conversation. I went, oh, yes, this is for Andrea.
Yeah. And here we are.
And here we are. Awesome, yeah. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah. Thank I also you. Want to share a wonderful thing. While we've been live on the call, I got an email back from a wonderful lady, Therese Barbey, who was my first JV teleseminar partner. And in that email, she's been crazy busy with many, many things in her business and her life. But she's saying, I still would still love to connect you with a few people to do that teleseminar with. Exactly what
oh,
I was saying before.
How awesome is that?
Woo! Yeah.
Love it.
Well, we're live on this call.
Well, you know, the 50 or so people that you've met and built relationships with this year probably can easily each send you to another 5 to 10 people. You've got enough teleconferences for more than a year of every day.
Oh, it's so funny. Yes. So if you don't hear from me, I'm on the phone with somebody.
There you go. Now yes. You understand my world.
Yes, I do. Yeah, it's
and
great.
These JV opportunities really are there waiting for you. They really are waiting for you. And the more you can get on the phone and talk to people, the more they will literally fall in your lap. In the next few weeks, you guys are going to hear me talking about this enormous, I mean, like bigger than I have ever done, joint venture that is fallen into my lap. And it started with me picking up the phone and calling a friend to tell him he was about to be sued. And when I say a multi-million dollar JV, I'm talking not in the seven figures, probably not in the eight figures, more like in the 9 to 10 figure JV that started with, you're about to be sued, and I wanted to give you a heads up on it.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I know. It will sound like a total fabrication when I tell you guys the whole story. It's amazing what has transpired from it.
Mm.
And it truly comes from relationships.
Yeah.
The sooner you can get started talking to people who have businesses that seem like they are just like yours, this potential JV that I'm working on right now, it is the epitome of what I say, there is no competition. This is someone that should technically be my biggest competitor. He has over 300,000 customers that have paid him money right this minute. When I say my biggest competitor, I mean my biggest competitor. But I have things that he doesn't have, and he has the customers that I don't have, and it's a match made in heaven. So really look at the people who you think of right now as your competition in a different light and start building relationships with them. Because the sooner you do, the easier it will be to pick up the phone and ask, can I do a teleconference with you?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
That's cool. Looking forward to hearing about that.
Yeah, me too.
In the coming weeks, I promise, you will hear plenty about it.
Love it.
Hmm.
So we've got about 90 seconds left. Let's remind everyone how they can find Andrea.
They can find Andrea at www.igniteyourlifebook.com. Igniteyourlifebook.com. Even the rooster says go over and check it out.
And I will go in and edit our show notes to include some of the links that we've talked about on the call, like Copy Talk and JV Alert, et cetera. Andrea, thank you so much for being on the show today. And
yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see what 2012 is going to have in store for you. What an amazing year it will be.
Thank you, Gina, so much. Thank you, Rhonda. This has been so great. Thanks for having me.
And I will look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
Oh, I can't wait.
That'll be great.
See you in person.
And looking forward to my hug.
Yes. Yes, get ready for a big one.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Make it a great week.
And Rhonda and I will be back next week on Tuesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion powered results.